you know, there's a huge amount of anticipation during the week leading up to the fixture at the start of the season, and a lot of new signings in the squad, and there's always that little bit of optimism before each season starts. So there was a huge Harps travelling contingent went down there. We arrived on about 6:15, something like that, and we knew that there was a couple of buses booked and everybody was looking forward to the match. So yeah, it was very disappointing and very frustrating.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, big expectation always is for the new season. Going into the ground from the outside, probably nobody took any notice, but, you know, there were patches of the pitch that certainly were not lit to the way they should be. But I think that it's fair to say, I mean, the general feeling was that most people felt that it was playable.
There was mixed views, to be honest. Chris, we got into the ground, I think it was about 6:15, and we did notice there was a shadow in the middle of the pitch, and there were some lights not on the far side. Now, we didn't take too much notice of the lights because, as you know, Chris, a lot of the lighting systems in the League of Ireland came in during the mid-90s when the deal was done with Sky, who, as part of an agreement, they financed the setting up of floodlights and ground. So there's a lot of old floodlighting systems, and it's not always bulbs. There's problems with igniters and whatever else that you know. So this happens, but on the, one side of the ground there was a lot of lights out. So there was a big shadow in the middle of the pitch, and it was raised by a few people. Chris, to be honest, I suppose as the manager said, there was a little bit of disappointment in that. You know, that it wasn't communicated that there was a problem earlier on in the evening, and certainly, you know, people that were coming into the ground noticed that it was a little dark in patches as well. And there's always this, you know, the first consideration was always player safety, and the referee made a decision. Obviously, the FEI delegate was there from earlier on in the evening as well. But there was a large amount of fans, and they were coming in just as kickoff was approaching, and it was a huge disappointment to them because they'd spent a lot of money travelling down. Some people had taken time off work. Obviously, on the plane staff, there would have been people who took time off work as well. And then there's tends to be a ripple effect with these things in terms of just bad PR for the league and that type of thing. But, you know, we have to get on with it. The decision was made, and we've got two home league games and one EA Sports Cup game at home as well coming up. So we just have to pull ourselves together, Chris, and look forward and prepare for those matches now.
Yeah, and well, there'll be questions asked, and I suppose the bottom line, the Drogheda are in a little bit of bother over it. And I think I'm right in saying, if you have a bulb out in the floodlights, it used to be a case you were fined €50 for every bulb. Is that still the case, do you know?
Yeah, look, there is, the camera problem is that, or the licensing department will come on to you. But I said, Chris, I mean, we, with our own situation, we test the lights, and it's impossible sometimes to get every single light working. It's not just an issue with the bulb, as I said. There's other issues, like as with the igniters, the old systems, and to replace those, to replace the whole flood lighting system would put a League of Ireland club out of business. So there is a little bit of sympathy between League of Ireland clubs generally, because I suppose you're aware that, you know, when there's an incident like this and a club comes under pressure, and you know, your first thought is that you don't want your volunteers getting demotivated because they're the life and blood of every club, and so there can be sympathy in that way. I know that United Park is actually owned by the FEI. What the terms of that, the upkeep on the ground is, I'm not sure, and that's not for us to say. Yeah. So there is a little bit of sympathy there, but you know, in the end, as I said, the first thing a referee will look at is player safety. So whether you have two or three bulbs out of 48, that can happen. But I think there was 19 out of 48 last night, and clearly the referee felt that there would have been an issue, or he couldn't guarantee player safety throughout the match, so he made that decision. So it's tough. We go on to the next one. But as I said, I was very disappointed I'd say there was 250-300 Harps fans down there. Everybody was in great form, looking forward to the match, and it was a lovely night for football. Actually, it was a lovely crisp night. So it's obviously disappointing, but we'll get on with it now. We'll start preparing for the match next week against Longford on next Friday night, and As we said, we have a lot of new players in the squad, and everybody's looking forward to seeing, you know, how the team's going to shape up for the new season. And we'll just have to get our own ship in order now for Friday night, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and obviously decisions had to be made fairly quickly last night. And just to point out, the Harps fans, they were reimbursed on their way back out of the ground.
Yeah, they were. I mean, the draw of people were in touch to thank the Harps and the Harps management and playing squad and the Harps fans for being so cooperative, because obviously there was huge disappointment, and everybody found out very close to kickoff, which kind of exacerbated matters. But the Harps fans have always done us proud when they go up and down the country, as you know, and they're always known for their good humour, and you know, they conducted themselves in an exemplary manner. There was a fan, actually, I was talking to him. He actually made the trip over from London for the match itself, and very disappointing for that lad. But those people, you know, I travelled down from Inishowen and from Kikashla, from just all parts of the county, and it was a huge disappointment for them. So we just want to thank them for you know, the way they represented the club and the way they conducted themselves.
Yeah. And finally, you mentioned it there, first game of the season will now be the first home game as well, next week against Longford Town, next Friday at Finn Park. Longford in action against Cove Ramblers later on today, and Longford aside that certainly will be giving it a real go in their bid to get promotion. So it's all the makings of a good game next Friday.
Yeah, I think so. Chris, it really is a very strong league this year. It's a very hard one to call, and it looks like it's going to be very competitive, with, you know, the teams all taking points off each other. Longford are one of the teams that are tipped to be competing at the top, as our draw up, as the likes of Galway, who had a good win last night. So has the makings of a really good competitive game, and we obviously hope people will come out and get behind us, and that the weather will behave itself a little, so that people can come along and see how the squad's shaping up, and that would be great to start off with a result.